You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, we've been talking about Jose Bautista for a little while now. He's still not back to playing the outfield. How close is he to playing the outfield now?
He doesn't sound like he's very close, and it's been a lingering concern now for a while, and I think he's as confused about the entire situation as anybody, and he still can't throw a baseball. Until the pain goes away, there's no real timetable for when he can resume throwing. He said on Monday night, there are some days he wakes up and he can't brush his hair, and then there are other days he wakes up and he feels okay, but the pain hasn't subsided enough to allow him to start throwing, and until that pain goes away for at least a few days, he's not going to be able to start a throwing program. And even though he's not a pitcher, that's something he's still going to have to do a little bit before he can resume playing in right field. So at the very least, we're still a week away, I would think, and it's something that has the danger of continuing to linger because, while it doesn't cause him much discomfort in the batter's box while he's swinging, one thing he conceded earlier this week was that it probably doesn't do much to help speed up the recovery process. If he was able to step away for a couple weeks, it's probably something where the pain would go away, but he might not be making the situation worse by hitting, but he's certainly not making the situation better either, and that's the dilemma the Blue Jays have right now, because they obviously want his bat in the lineup, but they prefer to have the bat in the lineup in right field so they can do some other things at DH and at first base, and it's really kind of clogging up the entire lineup right now.
You just set up my next question, which is, are they getting close to maybe making a decision on a DL stint for him?
I wouldn't rule it out at this point. I mean, it's something that they would still like to avoid because you certainly don't want to lose his presence for 15 days. But it may eventually come to that if they don't think that this is going to improve. I mean, you simply can't have Jose Bautista DHing for the entire season, and this has already gone on a lot longer than they thought. Now, if they eventually do need to do a DL stint, I wouldn't be surprised if they wait a little bit before doing that. One, it gives the injury a little bit more time to see if there's any kind of improvement. Two, they might be able to wait until Jose Reyes comes back in the lineup. That would at least lessen the blow of having Batista's bat out of there. And those are kind of two things. And then the third factor would be the Blue Jays do have an interleague series coming up in Washington in early June. So if he's not able to play the field by then, you would think that it's a situation where they would probably use that three-game series as an opportunity to take up some of those 15 days. They also have a couple off days in there. So there's a situation where you could maybe only miss his bat for 10 games instead of what otherwise might be 15. But I think they're going to take as much time as they possibly can with this. But if there's not improvement, eventually he's going to have to shut it down, because while he's performing with the bat, it just impacts too many other spots on the roster to really have this drag on and become, a situation that lasts for more than a month. I mean, they've been dealing with this now since towards the end of April, and there's been no sign of improvement yet. So at some point in time, they're going to have to draw a line in the sand and probably tell Jose that he needs to take some time off in order to get better.
You mentioned Reyes. How close is he?
He's getting better. He's been taking ground balls every day. He's been hitting off the tee. The one step that he needs to take now is he's going to need to take batting practice for at least a couple days, maybe a few days, in order to really test things out. And once that eventually does happen, he's going to also need a rehab assignment for probably, a couple of games. So you're probably, on the current road trip, I would be surprised if he comes back. I don't think he'll be back this weekend in Houston. But it wouldn't surprise me if he's able to see some progress over the next couple of days. It wouldn't surprise me at all if when the Blue Jays return home on Monday that he's a factor in that.
And as we go through this list, it's actually pretty remarkable. This team has a positive run differential and is very much in the mix. A limited Bautista doing without Reyes, and now without Michael Saunders again. What happened there as far as that setback, and how long are they looking to be without him this time?
Yeah, it's really disappointing for Saunders, and I think this is a case where the Blue Jays and Saunders probably won't admit this, but he probably came back a little bit too early. You know, he said all the right things when he came back. He thought that he was fully recovered when he returned to the Blue Jays, but he just did not look himself. I mean, really from day one that he came up here, he was still kind of moving around with a noticeable limp for a little while. The discomfort in the knee never really seemed to go away, at least when he came up here. And so that caused the Blue Jays to get the knee had to be drained. They gave him a cortisone shot. They hoped that would happen, or they hoped that would help. And he sat out for four games, really kind of giving that a little bit of extra time. He only returned for one game after that, though. And while he did look like he was moving around a little bit better in that one game, he did make one nice catch in left field. It still didn't look like the Michael Saunders that people have been used to seeing. And he wasn't moving around the way he did while he was in Seattle. So, you know, this is a situation where he clearly wasn't himself, and now he's going to need to take at least the 15 days to really let everything heal properly. But it's yet another blow to what has become kind of a nightmare start to his Blue Jays tenure.
It's really amazing. I think we're going to spend the entire 10 minutes here talking about things that are wrong with the Blue Jays. And yet again, they're having a pretty good year in the final result. Is Ari Dickey, has he moved from being, I wonder what's going on there, to being a full-on concern?
I would say not quite yet, only because the start this year is still pretty similar to the way he started each of the last 2 years. This one seems to be dragging on a little bit more, but the home runs have always been a concern. You know, he said the other day that, you know, he's getting tired of coming out after games early on in the first couple months of the season and saying, you know, he was one pitch away from a quality start. But that's really been the case for him so far during the early going in each of those years that he's been in Toronto. It's that it seems that whether it's something happens in the first inning or something happens towards the end of a start in the sixth or seventh where, you know, it's been the home run. I mean, this is a guy who's given up more home runs than anyone in baseball since 2013. That issue's not going away anytime soon, but the good news for him is that in each of the last 2 years, he was kind of able to turn it on towards the end of May and had pretty good results after that. Now, the one big concern, at least in my mind, is that the swing and miss knuckleball hasn't been there, and I think he's searching for answers as to why that is. But, I mean, over his last four starts, he has four strikeouts, and that's just not something you expect from him, and there's been some cases where the knuckleball just hasn't been moving quite the way it was. He compared it a little bit to his time with the Mets in 2010 and 2011, where his strikeout numbers were down in those years, at least early on. But he still put up some pretty good numbers with that. But he knows that he needs that swing and miss knuckleball in order to really be effective, and that's something that he's still searching for answers for, and he doesn't really have them right now. It's, as we all know, it's a very unpredictable pitch. It's something that he's hoping to figure out, and it's something that he's going to need. Otherwise, as you said, I mean, there's no doubt that it would be a concern if he doesn't find that pitch once again.
Yeah, I mean, you beat me to it. I mean, that's just not even with an unusual pitch, even with an unusual repertoire, more home runs than strikeouts is not a feasible way to pitch in the big leagues. I mean, you can sort of say, I don't know what's going on, but to your eye, to anybody's eye, he could say he doesn't know what's going on. What does it look like? What is missing for a guy to strike out 16 in his first three starts and four in his next four?
Well, the movement just hasn't been as good. I mean, there's been a couple of starts where the knuckleball just hasn't been moving the way it was in the past. And, you know, there was one start in there where he didn't strike anybody out, but he still went eight innings and had a very good start. In that particular case, it was moving pretty well, and I think that was more of a case of a team taking a very aggressive approach in the box and swinging early and often, and he generated a lot of weak contact, generated a lot of ground balls. So that start went well, and you can live with that. But when teams are taking a patient approach with him, which is what a lot of teams seem to do, you know, you need that movement on the knuckleball, and there's just been too many flat ones so far over the last few starts that's really come back to haunt him, and that's what we've also seen with the home run when, you know, he kind of throws one up there and it doesn't move a whole heck of a lot. You know, hitters can really tee off on that, and they've been teeing off on him lately a lot more than he's used to.
All right, well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.